Deuteronomy chapter 6. Now these are the commandments, the statutes and the judgments which Yahweh your Elohim commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land where you go to possess it, that you might fear Yahweh your Elohim to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I command you, you, your son, your son's son, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do, that it may be well with you, and that you may increase mightily, as Yahweh Elohim of your fathers has promised you, in the land that flows with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh our Elohim, Yahweh is one. And you shall love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words which I command you this day shall be in your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. And you shall write them upon the posts of your house and upon your gates. And it shall be, when Yahweh your Elohim shall have brought you into the land which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give you great and goodly cities which you build not, and houses full of all good things which you did not fill, and wells dug which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant, when you shall have eaten and be full, then beware, lest you forget Yahweh, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. You shall fear Yahweh your Elohim and serve him, and shall swear by his name. You shall not go after other Elohim, of the Elohim of the people which are round about you. For Yahweh your Elohim is a jealous El among you. Lest the anger of Yahweh your Elohim be kindled against you, and destroy you from off the face of the earth. You shall not tempt Yahweh your Elohim as you tempted him in Massa. You shall diligently keep the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim and his testimonies and his statutes which he has commanded you. And you shall do that which is right and good in the sight of Yahweh, that it may be well with you, and that you may go in and possess the good land which Yahweh swore to your fathers, to cast out all your enemies from before you, as Yahweh has spoken. And when your son asks you in time to come, saying, what do the testimonies mean, and the statutes and the judgments which Yahweh our Elohim has commanded you? Then you shall say to your son, we were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and Yahweh brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And Yahweh showed signs and wonders great and sore upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his household before our eyes. And he brought us out from there, that he might bring us in, to give us the land which he swore to our fathers. And Yahweh commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear Yahweh our Elohim for our good always, that he might preserve us alive, as it is at this day. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before Yahweh our Elohim, as he has commanded us. End of chapter 6.